Dear listeners, you're listening to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM. It's now time for the Islamic Education Series.
This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward. This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, lessons about the belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true, in everything we think and do.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب. This Quranic verse 111 of Surah Yusuf means: certainly there are lessons to learn from the stories of Prophet Yusuf and his brothers by those who have sound minds. Allah supported Prophet Ibrahim al-Khalil with outstanding miracles that stood as brilliant proofs of his prophethood. By the will of Allah, the reviving of the dead birds is among those miracles. Our Master Ibrahim was never doubtful of the power of Allah. Rather, he was granted guidance and faith in God since childhood. When he received the revelation and was sent as a messenger to teach people Islam, he went to An-Numrud, the king of the land. That king was a disbeliever who denied the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Ibrahim said, as he was debating him, "My God is the one who gives life and takes it away." And Namrud said, "I give life and take it away." So he discharged an imprisoned man who was sentenced to death and said, "I revived him." He then killed another man and said, "I inflicted death on him." Prophet Ibrahim defeated An-Numrud when he said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرُ, which means, God raises the sun from the east. Do raise it from the west. To that, the disbeliever was dumbfounded. An-Numrud did not stop at that incident. It was narrated that he said to Prophet Ibrahim, "Ask your Lord to revive the dead, or else I shall kill you." Prophet Ibrahim was not scared. However, he wanted An-Numrud and his followers to witness the revival of the dead, hoping that they would believe. He made a supplication to Allah and said, رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى, which means, "O Lord, show me how you revive the dead." One time, Prophet Ibrahim was passing near the sea. He came across a body of a dead animal discarded at the seashore. At high tide, the dead body was pushed inland away from the water, which made it ready for the predators to eat from it. When the predators left, birds came by and ate from it. And then they flew away. At low tide, when the dead body was pulled inside the water, fish ate from it. Prophet Ibrahim made a supplication to Allah and said, "O Lord, show me how you assemble the pieces of the animals collected in the stomachs of the predators, birds, and sea animals, to increase my certitude." At that time, a great miracle indicative of the truthfulness of this prophet and his message took place. Allah answered the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and revealed to him what to do at first. He ordered him, as it was said, to take four types of birds. He took a red rooster, a white pigeon, a green peacock, and a black crow. He then slaughtered them and let their blood flow. He cut them into small pieces. He then mixed up their fleshes, one with the other, with their blood and feathers, to make the sight more wondrous. Then he distributed the pieces of that strange mixture over seven mountains. He stood in such a way that he was able to see all those pieces. He then held the heads of those birds in his hands and said, "Come by the will of Allah." The pieces flew while Prophet Ibrahim was watching. The feathers fly and combine with the other feathers, blood with blood, and flesh with flesh. Each piece of a bird was connected to its right piece with the other. All the remains became attached until each bird stood out alone but without its head. That was sightlier to Prophet Ibrahim than what he had requested. Also the souls returned to the bodies with the power of Allah. Each bird came to take its head from the hand of Prophet Ibrahim. If he offered it a head other than its own, it would not accept it. If he offered it its own head, it became attached with the rest of the body with the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah is the powerful one who is not defeated by anything. After a great miracle of one of the greatest prophets of Allah had become real, these birds flew the way they used to by the will of Allah. In spite of that, An-Namrud did not believe. He was overpowered with his bad fate. Allah humiliated him and let an insect enter his head. His pain would not calm down unless he was hit with shoes and hands. He continued as such until he died. Allah knows best. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This world is a trial for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek reward. This world is a trial for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, Lessons About the Belief, Acts of Worship, and Islamic Manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true in everything we think and do.
You have just listened to the Islamic Education Series. Stay tuned to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM.